Can we say hello to Andrea?
Have we got her on the
Andrea
line?
Andrea Simontov from my Jerusalem window. How are you?
Good, thank God. I'm good.
That's good. We have spent most of today trying to understand your title.
Absolutely,
actually.
We have.
What is my title? What's
living,
the title?
Living in Israel and the Splitting of the Sea. What's love got to do with it?
Oh, love it. You know, I was thinking, first of all, I need to mention, before we go on, hi guys.
Hello.
I do need to mention that I have a, I just want to tell you that I am here on gracious loan. I can't believe that I get to talk to you each week. And I have a show every Thursday morning on Israel News Talk Radio.
Yes.
And that is where the real news out of Israel, you know, you'll get no narishkite. Everything there is clear, authentic, and fabulous. And you can, it's a good station too when you're not listening to Chai FM, except I think that you're on 24 hours a day, right?
We are. You're not on 24 hours a day?
We might be. I don't know.
All right.
So, tell us anyway, so you should know about Israel News Talk Radio. It's fantastic, beautiful, and it's weird that you get authentic news from Israel, except for these 10 minutes every Thursday afternoon. So I was thinking about it. I loved our conversation last week. I loved it. And Simon raised an issue, and it really stuck with me. You know, he said, but it was so tough living in Israel those 3 years. Am I right, Simon?
Correct.
3 years
correct.
You were here?
Loved it, but tough.
Yeah, very tough. And I can't, you know, I can't dispute it. And I thought to myself, you know, I missed. We just had the Parsha a couple of weeks ago where B'nai Yisrael is standing at the edge of the sea and really, you know, army to the left of them, army to the right. Here I am. I mean, and they're really pressed up and now they're facing the ocean. And what happens? Simon, we're going to make the connection here. And it's called the Simon moment.
Oh, I'm waiting.
And what happens is, Nachshon ben Aminadav, Nachshon was his name. He goes into the water and they didn't have like swimming lessons then. These people did not swim. And they're petrified and they're screaming to Moses, who is very busy praying. You know, there's a time to pray and a time to act. And God even says to him, what the heck are you praying for? This is action time. And this Nachshon starts going in the water and he's going to drown. And he walks in and walks in and the people are screaming and the water reaches his shoulder, his chest, his shoulders, his neck, his mouth, and then his nostril, and then the sea splits. And he had this incredible faith, but it took some guy to make the step, to go in. And I really think about our existence here. It's not easy, Simon. It's really not. There are days where I go crazy. And believe me, there were plenty of days I was making my lists and charts and thinking, I got to get to Joburg. But then I thought to myself, who said it's supposed to be easy? Who said that whoever dies with the most toys wins? Whoever makes it to the end of the road with the fewest episodes has lived a successful life? And it was really, I was thinking about it and thinking about it and saying, you know, each one of us has an opportunity to be a Nachshon, whether it's really splitting the real sea or splitting the seas in our houses, in our relationships, in our work, in the way we present ourselves to the public. And that's the whole glory of being a Jew, being a Yid in this very crazy, not Jew-loving world. And I thought about that, and you gave me my Torah for the week, and I was very, very grateful. And what's love got to do with it? Loving the message, loving God, loving Jews, loving Israel. And if we don't vote with our feet and vote with our bodies and our bellies and our hearts, again, it's rough. I have a secret for you. Anybody ready for a secret?
Sure.
Okay. Those who live outside of Israel,
yes,
when they say, how long have you lived there? We put a smile on and we say, oh, I've lived here for 23 years. But for those of us in the club, those of us who are living here, we sometimes whisper to each other, I've served 23 years.
And that's the truth. Isn't
and
that
it's the truth?
Truth.
It really is the truth.
You know what?
And so that's what I really wanted to share with you. Yeah. Spit it out, Kathy.
All right. So while you know, on that, I've served for 23 years. I think that as a Jewish nation, can you imagine if whatever country we were in, that became our motto? We've served. You know, I've been asked twice today, twice in one day, when I'm making Aliyah. And I'm not making Aliyah. I'm not moving to Israel because I would rather be in a country where my skills can do more good. And I can do more good in South Africa. And that's my thing with God, is that I want to be effective and I don't want to leave this planet unchanged. I want to leave it better than when I arrived.
So, you know, I believe that we absolutely, we're blessed with free choice.
Yeah.
And God knows I have children living in South Africa. But it was very funny on my show this morning. I called it a show about heroes because I said, you know, who are heroes? Again, we get this Nachshon who steps into the water. But I thought, who are today's heroes? You know, it's not Hollywood. And I think the wonderful man that they're never going to make a movie about, because he goes to work each day and he comes home at night to a wife who's had a rough time with the kids, to children who are misbehaving. And he comes and he earns his living and he's a pillar of his community. Why are they not making movies about him starring Hugh Jackman, you know? And the reason is because it's not fun. It's not sexy. But we're a nation of heroes. God knows there's no reason for the Jewish people to even be existing today. Historically, any other nation on the face of the earth would have disappeared. It's got to be.
Yeah.
But we do exist. And indeed, we have free choice. We make miracles wherever we go. This morning, I did a story, ironically, about Africa. I seem to talk about Africa a lot on my show. I don't know why.
It's close to your heart. It's close to your heart. As an Israeli, it's close to your heart.
It is. It's close to my heart. I have to tell you, I wouldn't have been able to find it on a map 15 years ago. That's not really true. I could have found it barely on the map.
It's south of Mexico, but, really.
No, but I was saying, there's an Israeli team of heart surgeons that go and work regularly in Tanzania.
Yeah.
The name of the organization is Save a Child's Heart, SAC. You know, it's just so indigenously Jewish. You're doing holy work there. That's my story. You know, splitting the sea wherever you are, we have an opportunity to make that difference. There are people, you know, if you can't make a parnassa in Israel, you're not obligated to live in Israel. You're obligated, though, to light the light, to mitaken ha'olam, repair that world wherever you are, and to be a light unto the nations. And if it's in South Africa, if it's in Detroit, if it's in Canada, if it's in Brussels. But we're not absolved from doing our holy work. And it doesn't have a thing to do with being observant. We're nice. Inherently holy. We're indigenously holy. And, I mean, Chai FM, it sounds corny. It's an incredible station. I've had the great merit to listen to it while I was there. Apparently, a lot of people listen to it in the car, drive time. Fantastic holy work. If I'm in Israel and I'm not making a difference, then what am I doing here? Why am I taking up space?
Exactly.
Somebody said to me, you know, what do you do these shows? You're getting rich off of them? You know, when I was done snorting into my armpit, I said, you know, I do it because I think it's a Kiddush Hashem. I think it's a sanctification of God's name and what we do and what I'm here for. And when my brief sojourn is over, I'd like to think that somebody laughed, somebody cried, something Googled over the internet, something that I mentioned. It's an obligation, not a, you know, an arrogance and chutzpah and ego has really nothing to do with it, or at least I try to be vigilant in that manner.
Yeah. Andrea, that is where, unfortunately, we leave it this week. Thank you so much for speaking to us, and it's always fascinating to speak to you, and I love that you're mentioning Simon on Israel News Talk Radio.
I talked about him today. Let me wish everybody a Shabbat Shalom Umivarach. It should be a wonderful Shabbos and a great Shabbos for Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, and the entire world.